We're reading from Luke chapter 1. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. At the beginning of any new school year, there are always some of you whom I do not know, have not met, but I greet every one of you in Jesus' name, beloved of God. Hail, favored one. That's what the angel said. But it must have seemed odd to Mary. After all, she had her share of troubles too. To begin with, she was so poor that even after a year to plan for it, she would have only enough money for the poorest of offerings, 2 turtle doves. At the temple. A lot of people today would answer Gabriel with something like, "If I'm so favored, why am I not rich?" And now she would have another mouth to feed, the responsibility of raising, educating, and training a child. Highly favored? It's a favor that is frightening to many in our day. What's more, she would have to tell Joseph, her fiancé, that she was going to have a baby whose father he would not be. Highly favored? Here was Mary, an insignificant young girl in the rough and tumble little town of Nazareth on the caravan route, way up in the backwoods of Galilee. I wonder if Mary ever thought to herself, "What difference does it make whether I live or die? What difference would it make in the world if I were gone tomorrow?" She may never have thought that way, but many today think that way without carrying half of her troubles. Even her name tells the same story. Names were often given in those days with much thought. Mary's name means bitterness. It may have been the bitterness of having to move from Bethlehem up to the faraway Nazareth, or it may have been the bitter bondage to the Roman Empire that galled Mary's parents, or it may have been something else. In our generation, especially in an election year, we often hear from whichever party is in office how favored we are, and from whichever party is not in office how bitter things are. But when Gabriel came to Mary, there were no elections. Rome was the ruling force of the day. And Rome put a descendant of Esau on the throne of Jacob. So whether speaking to Mary as a young girl or as one of the children of Israel, it must have been startling to her to hear that she was highly favored. For Luke does not say that the angel's appearance troubled her, but that she was troubled at his words. Would you be startled to hear that you are highly favored? Perhaps we would be startled to learn that God cared so much about us here in a small gymnasium, on a modest campus, in a town much smaller than many towns. Perhaps we would be surprised that he even knew we existed. But the good news is that if Gabriel came to us today and stood here before us, he could greet us in the same way that he greeted Mary. Hail, highly favored one, God is with you. And he could greet us that way, not because we have one of the highest standards of living on the earth, but because we have a Savior who traded his heavenly standard of living for our poor earthly one. Perhaps we would not be surprised at Gabriel's greeting. Perhaps we would not even be amazed. After all, this is not the first time we have heard this message, is it? We have heard it so often that we may no longer be amazed that Mary's child would be great, would be called the Son of the Highest, would be sitting on the throne of David, reigning over the house of Jacob forever, that he would be your brother and mine, your substitute and mine, your Savior and mine, your God and mine. But shouldn't we be amazed again? Are we any more deserving of such grace and favor this school year than we were the last? Is it not amazing that the Savior of young people here in Eau Claire should be greater than Herod the Great or Caesar Augustus? Who could even name five things that those men did in their long reigns? Mary was amazed at the biology of it. How shall this happen? And Gabriel points to God's power. But more amazing is that he would so use his power to rescue you and me. That is grace. That is favor. And her child would be the answer to everything that troubles us, up to and including death itself. He will cause us to live again without food on the table in the resurrection. May God again this school year cause us to trust his favor enough to say with Mary, I am your servant. Do as you know best. I don't always understand it. I seldom understand it. But let it be according to your word and will. His answer will be to favor us beyond our dreams. Amen. Hymn 33, stanzas 1 and 3. Hymn 33, stanzas 1 and 3.